Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day, 4,035 new COVID confirmations yesterday. Lagos had 3,393. Omicron is celebrating this Christmas with us. I don't know it's like one talk inside this thing again. Just wear a mask, I beg. Whenever you are out and about, when you're around people, give gap. Keep your distance. Wash your hands. Sanitize your hands. Protect yourself. Protect the people that you care about. If you look around you, you know at least four people who are coughing, who have a cold, who have catarrh. You don't know if it's COVID. You don't know if it's December flu. Either ways, protect yourself by wearing a mask, washing your hands as often as possible, keeping your distance from them. Our second hard fact is that vaccinations are ongoing, so find a healthcare center and get vaccinated today. If you witness a story or a news event that you want Lagos to know about, please call us on 01465-7175. 01465-7175. I have a great show for you today, starting with the big three. We'll talk about the Magodo situation. It's a big story. It's the biggest story in Lagos right now. So I'm making sure that 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong when you discuss it over Christmas lunch. Then let's talk about President Buhari's visit to Maiduguri. We're hearing about possible bomb blasts there. And then let's talk about the Nigeria Football Federation claiming that they spoke to Mourinho about the vacant Super Eagles job. After that, we're going to bring you the award-winning League of Extraordinary Nigerians, and then we'll bring your eyewitness. On today's big hard fact, you and I will have a very, very interesting conversation about family. We're all preparing for Christmas, right? And all of us are going to be spending some time with our family, going to spend some time with our loved ones. But it's not always uhuru, right? So at 5 p.m., let's talk about those family members that we no longer spend time with, that we can no longer spend time with. How easy is it, how difficult is it to decide, okay, this is a family member that I'm going to have to cut off? We'll have that conversation at 5 p.m. Expect news, business, and sports at the top of the hour, every hour. But let's get started with today's big three. Like I said, Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is the big three on hard facts.
This is the big three
on hard facts.
On 99.3. Nigeria Info.
Why have 10 successive Lagos governors been unable to resolve the Magodo dispute? 10 successive Lagos governors, why have they been unable to resolve the Magodo dispute? Will a national peace conference reduce the violence and insecurity? Is the Nigeria Football Federation serious? Those are your big three, Lagos. Let's talk. Our first story is still the dispute between the Shangisha Landlords Association, the Lagos State Government, and Magodo residents. Yesterday, I told you how on Tuesday, Shangisha Landlords came with bailiffs, police, and youths to enforce the Supreme Court judgment given to them, giving them 549 plots in Magodo. Earlier today on the Daily Digest, Jimmy Disu spoke to the lawyer representing the Shangisha Landlords. And here's some of what he had to say about the genesis of the case, the judgment, why they took the action that they did. Now, of course, if you are watching us live on Facebook, we are about to play some of the footage for you. But of course, if you cannot watch, we've got audio as well. Our Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3, Nigeria Info 99.3. We've also got WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 08095975805. We're streaming on Facebook as well. Facebook is Nigeria Info FM.
For clarity, can you state to the public who exactly you represent in this case?
Chief Adebayo Adeyiga.
Yes.
The chairman of the Shangisha Landlords Association.
Okay. So what did he go to court for?
Oh, they were the claimants in the suit in 1988.
Wow.
Against the military governor of Lagos State. And others.
And they went all the way to the Supreme Court?
Yes. What happened actually was that they were victorious at the High Court.
Yes.
Of Lagos State in 1993.
Yes.
But after about 5 years of the matter in Lagos, And the Lagos State Government appealed to the Court of Appeal. They lost in 2001. And then the Lagos State Government appealed again to the Supreme Court. And they lost.
What was the bone of contention? What happened?
I think the matter started originally in 1984.
Okay.
There was a military invasion, let me put it that way, on the property at Magodo.
Yeah.
At that time, it wasn't as developed as it is now.
No.
There were just about, I think, about 24 houses. There, at that point, lots of bushes, trees, and all of that. You know the way lands were at that period. And they came in, they demolished the houses and forcefully took over that place. As a matter of fact, Chief Adebayo Adeyega is a non-Nigerian. In his 90s.
Wow.
He was thrown down. He was beaten. There was a task force that was set up that beat them. In fact, he lost his eye, one of his eye, in the process.
What?
Yes, he had to be flown out of the country. Right now, he barely even sees me when I'm with him. So God has only spared his life.
For him to see this victory?
The information then was that they wanted to take over the land to build a world-class hospital.
That's what I heard.
But if you go into Magodo today, where is the
world-class hospital?
There's no world-class hospital.
All the big boys are there.
So rather than allocate same for the purpose in which they claimed they wanted to use it for, they ended up allocating same to friends
and cronies,
civil servants, and all of that. That was what prompted them to go to court to challenge the forceful invasion on their land. At that time, the place was called Shangisha.
Yes.
It wasn't even called Magodo. This was called Shangisha as at that time. The Supreme Court affirmed authoritatively the decision of the High Court.
That
first and foremost, the Landlord Association must be given the first choice before any other allocation. First choice.
First
choice
of the allocation of at that time or a new allocation?
At that time. First choice plus of land. First choice.
And how many plots are you talking of?
So at the moment, the High Court of Lagos State granted to them 549 plots.
How do you determine which 596? Is it any of their choice?
Any of their choice. First choice. That was the first order of the court.
Wow. So are they going to lay claim to plots that already have occupants?
They are going to lay claim to plots that already have occupants. It is their right. It is an order of the court. First choice. You see, the matter has a checkered history. In the sense that whilst the matter was ongoing at the High Court, the High Court specifically granted a motion for interlocutory injunction, restraining the Lagos State Government from allocating lands to anybody, and also stopping people. Let me put it that way. I'm trying to put it in plain English.
Yes.
Stopping people from building.
And people ignored it.
They ignored it. As a matter of fact, between today, the 23rd and 29th of November 1999,
yes,
there was a public notice.
Yes.
So the public was published in the Echo today. Now, let me read it to you. Are you with me?
I'm shocked. Go on. Yes.
It says, the Shangisha Landlords Association hereby informed the general public that all the parcels of land, now known as Magodo Residential Scheme 2 and Ikosi GRA, are subjects of litigation in the Supreme Court in suit number SC-112. 2002, between Lagos State Government and Shangisha Landlords Association. Members of the public are hereby warned from undertaking any form of construction works or engaging in any transaction in respect of the affirmation of land. The final affirmation of the case at the Supreme Court. Let me also make this very clear. There was a tribunal of inquiry on a review of allocation and appropriation of land in Lagos State between 1984 to May 1999, right? And this is the public notice. It says the Standing Tribunal of Inquiry on review of allocation and appropriation of state lands between 1984 and May 1999 in Lagos State has found, after several visits to Magodo Scheme 2 that despite the court judgment in suit number IB79588 and stay of execution ordered by the court, various developments are being undertaken in the estate.
They ignored it.
As far back as 1999.
Can there be a negotiated way out of all this crisis now?
Well, there are so many indices at the moment.
Yes.
The MRA, Magodo Regional Association, are talking and they are embellishing facts. They're not saying the truth. They come on TV, we see them on TV, they say one thing. Maybe they're, I don't know what they're trying to do. Maybe they're trying to justify the action, or they're trying to say that we do not have a claim. I do not, but I don't want to castigate them because we really don't have any business with them.
There's not much to add there, but let me say this for context. This problem started in 1984 when Bola Mudashiru was governor. Since then, as the case has marched from court to court, various men have come and gone as governor. Mudashiru, Mike Aigbe, Raji Rasaki, Michael Otedola, Olagun Sonyo Inlola, Mohamed Buba Marwa, Bola Tinubu, Raji Fashola, Akinwumi Ambode, and now Babajide Sanwo-Olu. 10 governors, 10. And none of them have been able to end this thing. Michael Adenuga gave an order in 1993 for the state government to obey the court order and let the Shagisha landlords pick their plots, but the order was not obeyed. In 2012, the Supreme Court affirmed the ruling. Back then, Fashola was governor, a son. No order was given by the executive to obey the ruling. After that, we had Ambode. Now we have Sanwo-Olu. We're hearing that the state government is making efforts right now. But the question is, what are those efforts specifically? And before I hand over to you, I want to address something else. Yesterday, I got a call from someone on the Magodo side. And he said that what the Shagisha guys are doing doesn't make sense. Because how can you decide which 549 plots belong to them? Do you remember that call that we received from a gentleman? If you listen to their lawyer, if you listen to this lawyer, the Shagisha lawyer on Jimmy Disu, he's claiming that the court gave them first choice over any 549 plots in the affected area. He's also saying that the only reason that this is a problem for the people in Magodo right now is because they've built on those plots in violation of the court orders barring any development there while the case was ongoing. These are not my words. These are the words from the Shagisha lawyer. Now, we've been trying on all our shows to get both the state government and the Magodo residents on air. We still don't have any luck with the state government, but we will get the Magodo residents on air. But if you prefer to call in randomly like yesterday, please do. But when you do, start by addressing that point. 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190. That's our number for women. For men, 0700-993-993-993. For women, 01465-7190. Now, of course, you have, you know, these two people on both sides, and it's a tough thing to solve. Because at the end of the day, Supreme Court order is a Supreme Court order. So what's going to happen here? We've got WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Let's speak with Chris in Ejibo. Hi, Chris. Thank you very much for calling us.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Chris. Welcome. You're live on the show.
Oh, Sandra.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Compliments of the season, my good sister.
Same to you, my brother. Welcome.
Okay, Mary.
Odima.
You have engineer Chris Nagazela calling from you. Sandra. See, this is a very, 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 very serious case that the Lagos State Government must sit up and look into it. If not, the level of breakdown of law and order that we have in that Shagisha and Magodo axis cannot be quantified. That Magodo, I know that Magodo very well, because I've taken a lot of projects there that I did at that estate. I don't know why such things should be happening. My problem now is that the real landlords, the real owners of that place, they won't feedback and allow their land to be taken.
Right.
The main residents now, who either they have CFO or by any other means, they were able to erect their project there,
right,
can't stand and watch their property being destroyed.
Right.
This is just a fight between the devil and the deep sea.
Right.
I want the Lagos State government to stand up to this. This is a time bomb waiting to explode. Yesterday, when you were talking about it, I was just sitting down somewhere and I was just saying, look at Magodo. Somebody will now just come and claim maybe a three-story building, duplex or this thing that he didn't build. While on the other side, it is not his real land. It is left for the government to do the needful to avoid bloodshed, because I foresee problem coming up if Sanwo-Olu and his government don't stand up and do something urgently. Have a nice day. God bless you, my sister.
Thank you very much for calling us, Chris in Ejigbo. We've got Ibrahim on the line. Ibrahim is in Agungi. Hi, Ibrahim. Thanks for calling us.
Hello.
Hello, Ibrahim. Welcome. Thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon.
Thank you. My name is Ibrahim, calling from Lekki, Agungi area.
Welcome.
Yeah, you know, I want to make a comment on this Magodo GRA issue.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
This morning, I listened to Jimmy Dizzo and the lawyer. And on this same show yesterday, I recollect a lady that called and make a comment about her husband having two property.
There. Mm-hmm.
She's waiting for the Landlord Association to come and follow up the building before she'll take it up with them.
Yeah.
Actually, the Omonile, which is a Shengisha Landlord Association, and Magodo Resident Association, Landlord Association.
Mm.
I think the inside Magodo there, I work there every day. I resume there.
Okay.
And I know they have their association, which is better for someone that have a property in that place to work together with them, not by sitting behind, leaving those ones to be pushing, and at the end of the day, as somebody else make a comment on radio, you also call on radio and say you are waiting for them to fall off the building before you take it up with them. I don't think it's the right thing to do. Because I noticed from the comment of the lawyer this morning that judgment has been passed since 1999 when there are few buildings on that land,
right,
which they ignored the judgment of the court.
Mm-hmm.
The same local government who sold all this land to people that are resident in Damagodo now,
mm-hmm,
were the same people that took the other party to the other court,
yeah,
after they disagreed with the other judgment from the first court.
Yeah.
And they keep losing. You understand?
Right.
So if local state are supposed to fight for some of us that will buy land somewhere and be complaining that Omonile took our land,
mm-hmm,
is doing this to people, then who will believe? Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you very much for calling. All right, we've got 2 minutes before we have to take a break, and Nonye is in Abulegba. Hi, Nonye.
Hi.
Thanks for calling. Good afternoon.
Afa, have you gotten the Nonye?
Not that Nonye, but we got another Nonye.
Okay, what season?
I don't know. Maybe stay on the line so that we can get your details.
It's glow. I heard when she said glow yesterday.
Is it glow? I don't know if it's glow. Hold on.
If you don't know if it's glow.
Oh, sorry. Okay, have that conversation off the air. well, thank you very much for calling us. Okay, we've still got 1 minute. I think in that 1 minute, I'm just going to take messages off of WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. All right, I've just been informed that WhatsApp isn't available, so you'll have to leave your comments for us on Facebook. We're having some network issues, and so we can't reach WhatsApp right now. But you can send your messages to us via Facebook and we'll definitely read them live on the show. Apologies for that. And apologies to those who are already sending their messages in via WhatsApp. So please go and send those messages. Just copy it and paste it on our Facebook live stream. Nigeria Info 99.3. Nigeria Info 99.3. We'll take a break. When we come back, let's keep having this conversation on 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're getting reports of multiple bomb blast in Maiduguri, just as President Buhari was scheduled to visit the Borno capital today. That's our second story. Borno has, of course, been the epicenter of the Boko Haram insurgency for over a decade. But recently, the Buhari administration has claimed that a reduction in bombings was a sign that the military is crushing the insurgency. This, of course, raises the question, well, how significant are these bomb attack today of all days? How significant are they? Because, I mean, we don't have more information about this story. We know that four people died. We know that some others were injured. About eight persons were injured. And we know that the explosion occurred in three different locations, Bulumkutu, Ajilari Cross, and Ayaje. That's what we know so far. But as soon as we know more, we're going to share that with you. But let's stay on insecurity for a bit, because we have a group of Nigerians calling on the president to convene a national peace summit. They believe that this may be the only way to calm things down once and for all. They include the Sultan of Sokoto, former President Olusegun Obasanjo, the CAN President Olasunwo Ayokunle, Gani Adams, Sheikh Gumi. They were also joined by Afenifere, Ohanaisendigbo, Arawa Consultative Forum, Middle Belt Forum, and some other interest groups. And they're saying that the only way to calm things down in Nigeria is to convene a national peace summit. So as we pray for the souls in Maiduguri that died, I want you to tell me if you think that a national peace summit is needed. Or do you think that we already know the answers to our peace and security problems and we should just execute them? 0700-993-993-993. You can also tell me some more about this Magodo situation. How do you see it ending? If you're a woman, call us on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Let's speak with Kevin in Surulere. Hi, Kevin.
Yes, Sandra.
Thanks for calling. Good afternoon.
Yeah, I greet you.
I greet you too.
I wonder why all this call for peace, which peace summit are they calling for? We are being invaded there by terrorists. This has been going on for some time. Let us equip our military and flush these people out. What peace summits? Hello, you know, we are too ceremonial in this country.
Right.
We have an issue, a huge challenge facing us.
Right.
What do we do? Are we going to, it's supposed to think ahead. In 2000, and, before the elections, that 2015 election, before the election,
mm-hmm.
we had some machinaries that came in at a point where you know, we're bombarding these people, you know. It looks like if the war was a little bit subdued.
Hmm.
All of a sudden, after the election, it was like business as usual. So, the security situation, especially the Northeast,
mm-hmm.
because as it is now, we have security challenges across board.
Right.
But what we are facing in the Northeast especially, is completely eroded. It's not a matter of calling peace summit and being ceremonial and be talking the same thing, rhetoric all the time, the same thing we'll be hearing. No. It is sad. And I feel so bad for Governor Zulum. That governor has done very well, despite all the security challenges in that state. The man is building infrastructure and doing things. I feel so sad for him. So for me, peace security summit or whatever it is unnecessary. Let us equip our military and deal with these bandits and these terrorists. I heard you talk about the NFF consulting Murillo.
Yes.
You think Murillo will come and work with these people? Murillo will come and work with anybody that come and you come and control, they will come and control now. Mourinho is not any coach. I'll just come and you start detecting to him what he's going to do. There's a, just forget about that. He ever thought of it. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin, for calling. Always a pleasure to hear from him. But yes, the Nigeria Football Federation said it had talks with Jose Mourinho about coaching the Super Eagles. That's our third story. We'll speak with Emmanuel, who's already on the line, and then I'll bring you more details of that third story. Hi, Emmanuel. How are you?
I'm fine, Sandra.
Welcome. Good afternoon.
Sandra, now time I'm on the talk.
Welcome.
Sandra. I want that. I want to tell you, how I just hear. Because the problem in this country is too gigantic. Different problem from different angles. You know what I call that Magodo issue in the Clash of the Titans?
Okay.
So now, two of them, both the Magodo Landlord Association and Shangisha should collaborate. You know, collabo. They face the government. That's the only solution. They should face the government because the government is the one that put them into this shambolic way of living.
But they knew, the Magodo Association people knew that there was a court order telling them to not build there. And the court order was published. They knew that there was a court case, and yet they kept building.
Oh, you are right, too. That's Pennywise spam foolish. Mm-hmm. It's their own fault, too. It's their own fault, too. That one that's saying is waiting for them to come and fall the building. They will fall the building, nothing will happen because you can't supersede the court decision.
The Supreme Court.
We are no more than the court now. We've been guided by the rule of law.
Mm.
So if you think, because you can't go and build a marsh on top of somebody else's land. Oh, yeah, take your house and give me my land. That will be the solution. Concerning the security summit, Sandra, we don't need any security summit. We know the problem. We know how to solve it. The military know how to solve the problem. The Buhari know how to solve the problem. We are paying for politics with it. Let's not deceive ourselves. I'm tired.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling. But yes, let me bring you our third story. The Nigerian Football Federation said it had talks with Jose Mourinho about coaching the Super Eagles. Mourinho, the real Mourinho of Roma, of Man U, of Madrid, of Chelsea, of Inter, of Porto. That Mourinho. Now, I know someone is about to call me and warn me that, why am I looking down on the FFF? Sandra, do you think Mourinho is too big for the NFF? Yes! Yes, I do! He is! If for no other reason, let me give you one simple reason why Mourinho is too big for the NFF. They don't used to owe Mourinho his salary. A coach of the caliber of Jose Mourinho will simply not stay in a place where they are owing him salary, and he will still be working and talking small with them. In fact, he will find it baffling. It's something that is unheard of in his world. Shebi, people were owing your last coach and doing pay small with him. Come to think of it, when was the last time the NFF paid a Super Eagles coach his full salary on time each month for the duration of his contract? Was I even born the last time the NFF did that? That's why Mourinho is too big for the NFF. And since we all know this, like I feel like of all the 1 million or over 1 million people listening to me, maybe like 998,000 of us know that Mourinho is too big for the NFF. Since we all know this, why is the NFF wasting my time? Why is the NFF wasting your time? Why is the NFF wasting their time? Why is the NFF wasting Mourinho's time by talking to him about a job that they know that he will not take for a salary that is too low for him, which the Kukuma cannot pay complete? What was that about? Lagos, I beg, explain it to me, because is this one of those favor over labor situations? Is this one of those God will provide? Because I'm trying to make it make sense, but it's just not connecting for me. Is it connecting for you? Maybe you can help me see it. 0700-993-993-993 or 700-993-993-993. If you're a woman, please call me on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. This goes on the list for most ridiculous stories of 2021. 99.3, hello. How are you? What's your name? Hi.
Good, how are you doing?
I'm very well. What's your name?
Yuri from Yaba.
Welcome. Good to have you on the show.
Thank you, dear. So about the Magodo issue, I agree with the last man. So the Lagos State government knew that it was under litigation, and they're the same people that went ahead and sold it. So the two sides should hold them responsible.
Okay.
Because they actually are responsible.
Okay.
Now, as far as I'm not into sports, but based on what you said, it's like me not being able to afford LG. Mm. I can clearly afford maybe Zara, but I want to go for LG. That's what they're doing.
Mm.
You can't afford the expensive person.
Mm-hmm.
But as usual, you go disgrace us and make us look silly. So good luck with that.
Good luck with that. Bioye says, from Yaba, Bioye, thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name? Oh, no. Call me back if you can. Sorry about that. 99.3?
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Yeah, you have Engineer Christian calling back.
Engineer Christian, good to have you on the show. It sounded like you were in the kitchen there. Are you in the kitchen?
You say?
Are you in the kitchen? It sounded like you were in the kitchen there.
Yes, sir.
Oh, how do you know? What were you cooking? I heard com.
I'm preparing things to eat. This woman, you're a magician. Just preparing some little things to nobody in the room, only me. Okay. All of them have gone on holiday.
Okay, what are you making? What are you cooking?
Ah, indomie. I'm just anywhere I prepare it, I eat it like that.
Okay, you ship to the office for me now, Abi.
No, Allah.
All right, go ahead.
See, on Mourinho issue, why are we deceiving ourselves? Even us in Egwafon that we've just appointed, can we pay him his salary?
Yes.
Talk less of bringing Mourinho. Maybe if we fail to bring Mourinho now, they will tell you it's Pep Guardiola they are going for.
Okay.
Or maybe they are going for Jurgen Klopp. We always hang our clothes here, our hand can't even get to. What happened to other smaller coaches that we know we can pay that? See, Mourinho can't work in this Nigeria. Our system is quite different from his own system. Mourinho will come. I tell you, under 1 month, Mourinho will just run away from Nigeria. Because we are very peculiar people. We do things, we put round peg in square holes. And Mourinho don't work like that. Is it Mourinho that we tell you the players he's going to invite? You are not telling him the one you want him to bring. Or the venue he wants to play his match. You are not telling him. It can't work. It won't work. Let us just go and get our size, I beg.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Thanks for calling. Enjoy your noodles, huh? Let's speak with Christopher. Hi, Christopher. Thank you for calling us.
Yeah, President Sandra.
Good to have you on the show.
Thank you very much. My sister, it's just only you that can do this to me.
Do what? What's that? What did I do?
When you were describing Mourinho, I was on now. And at the end, the call dropped.
Oh, sorry.
My sister.
Mm-hmm.
For the people who want to call for peace talk, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sandra, is too bad. When this thing started initially, where are they? The Oba in Sokoto, the Ohanaeze, the one from the east, the one from the south, the one from the Niger Delta, where are they when this thing started initially? After killing all those innocent poor people, then these guys have grown wing. You know, these guys don't have respect. You said the president was in Borno, right?
Yeah.
And the bombs went up here and there.
Three places, yes.
Those supporters who were calling on radio, oh, no more bombing, no more. I said, no. You guys are not telling this man the truth. Look at today, today of all day. And now they are calling for a peace meeting. No, the best thing, let them use those Meccano. What is that in the board the other time? Hello, President Justin.
I'm Meccano. Listening. I don't know. Tell me.
They bought some Tocano. Let them use it. Because these guys are not ready to give up. The killing is too much. After killing people, now you want to make peace with them. With who? Then for Magodo, it's just unfortunate. I have a family friend who has a house there.
Okay.
Most of these guys are big guys. They just ignore those, the language, Shangisha, whatever. But thank God for the Supreme Court. Sandra, there's another place, something of such. I'm afraid it will not come up.
Okay.
Somewhere in GRA.
Okay.
We had a stadium there those days.
Okay.
Called Balogun Stadium.
Okay.
Go and see the mansions they put up there during one governor's term.
Okay. Which governor?
No, the family of that place said, no, they built this way for, like Agege Stadium. Suddenly, they turned it to GRA, whatever. Somewhere in GRA there.
Mm.
So I'm afraid one day the family of those people will come out and say, no, we want to get our land back.
Christopher, thank you very much for calling. Richa is in Palm Grove. Hi, Richa.
Hi, Sandra.
Thank you for
not
calling.
Not Palm Grove, but Badore.
Oh, Badore, welcome.
Yeah. See, Sandra, you said it all. Mourinho, in fact, overall, it's not even that special again, the way we think. Nigerians don't want to take him, and at the end of the day, they will say he's not doing his job. He's not Mourinho again. He's just still the special one. So please, please, they shouldn't even go there at all. It's too big for us, please.
too big for us. Okay, Richard, thank you very much for calling us. Remember, the numbers to call, 01465-7190. So far, we've talked about the Magodo estate situation, the Shangisha Landlords Association versus the Lagos State Government versus the Magodo residents. You heard the conversation that Jimmy Disu had this morning on the Daily Digest with the lawyer representing the Shangisha Landlords. You also have heard from some of the Magodo people themselves. And I said that we've had at least 10 governors since this thing started back in 1984. How come 10 successive Lagos governors have been unable to resolve this dispute? So that's number one. Number two, Mr. President was in Borno today. Just before he got to Borno, there were 3 bomb blasts in 3 different locations. 4 people died, 8 people are injured, and we have some other people in unrelated development asking that there be a national peace summit. And I'm asking if you think that a national peace summit, a national peace conference, will reduce the violence and insecurity in the country. Or do you think, yo, these people know what's going on, just fix the problem? And is the Nigeria Football Federation serious? Because the NFF said that they had talks with Jose Mourinho about coaching the Super Eagles. Frank in Ojo is on the line. Hi, Frank.
Thank you, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
This is Mr. Frank from Ojo Alaba.
Welcome.
The Vice President of FIFA.
Good to have you on the show.
And Sandra, every time they will be telling us how many billion, how many trillion they are using, they are spending to buy equipment, these military personnel.
Hmm.
How many Tucano they will buy, how many fighting jets. Then, and we are still facing all this bombing and Boko Haram and everything.
Hmm.
Why are they spending all those money? All those machines, now all those helicopters, now all those fighting jets, now, where are they? Let them make use of it now.
Hmm.
I know that helicopter have come to Imo State and the fighting jet have come to Imo State and in several occasions. Why not? And I have never heard any other place all these fighting jets are working. Why? Did they buy for only Imo State? Let them work for in any other place now. Does it mean that they don't have network in other places? Now, in terms of Mourinho, I will pray hard from today. I want them to invite him. Because it's like they are not hearing what. I want Mourinho to come and teach them what they're supposed to know. Because the last coach, they tell. Are you hearing me, Auntie Sandra?
Yes, I'm here. Mm-hmm.
They'll be paying him in Naira.
Hmm.
He will live here in Nigeria. He will be watching Nigerian football. He will be inviting local players. I want them to use that same constitution to transfer to Mourinho. Let me know his full response.
Thank you, Frank, for calling. Malik is in CMS. Hi, Malik.
Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Sandra, I don't want to come again. It's Mikano Jet Eboso. That's why it's not for Sandra now. That's why I take it. There's diesel in it or there's enough engine oil. Sandra, it's a shame for all those heading every office in Nigeria. The president by shame of itself. You are in Maiduguri. So-called armed robbers are throwing bombs. Yet your commandos on the field could not checkmate all those things, and people are still dying in under his own backyard. Sandra, I've said this before. President Muhammadu should take note that in his tenure, they killed more than any president in 1960 Nigeria. Even the Biafra war that happened during that Biafra war, I am not sure the amount of people that have died up to that number that's happening right now. With all the people around him, still happening in Maiduguri, still happening even in Katsina State, that they killed a commissioner. No news about that person. Under his nose, children were kidnapped. 300, yet the director of the other was still in office. What is their job, Sandra? For Magodo issue, you see why Omanile has mouth to do anything on to somebody like that, no kids. If the government could do such kind of big fraud, what else will ordinary citizens do to people? Then for the final one, Sandra, you say Mourinho won't come to Nigeria. Now, serious tag when the NFL won't do also. That serious one, Mourinho come and coach in Nigeria. You see how we don't go forward, we always go backward. We don't ask ourselves and say, let's train our own coach, our own that will take cheaper price and give him all the power to do what he's supposed to do. Sign a 2 years contract with him or 4 years contract with him over a coach and tell him that you must get to final or you can't make sure score by the man will not deliver. It's only how we spend the money we can do in our country. I don't know why. God bless us. Devil curse us. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, Malik. Thank you for calling. Now, of course, I have to say that we haven't had more people die under Buhari's administration than we did during the Biafra War. Come on. The Biafra War took a lot of lives, took an insane amount of lives. So, you know, it's not comparable. But that's a war, you know? That's a war. We're not at war at the moment. Some people will disagree with me and they will say that we are, in fact, at war. If you have Boko Haram and ISWAP claiming territories in different parts of the country, they could say that, you know, we are, in fact, at war. But, you know, the number of people who have died, the number of lives that have been lost, simply unnecessary, simply unacceptable. We should be doing more than paying lip service to this situation, doing so much more than condemning. Let's speak with Usemeke, who is in Amu Odofing. Hi, Usemeke, welcome.
Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, welcome.
It's good to hear from you again. First time caller.
Good to have you on the show, sir.
I'm a good listener.
Welcome.
What we are talking about, this Buhari issue, the Boronu. See, the system is bad in Nigeria. They use all the holding, go to east and bomb the east. But they have no equipment to go and bomb the bandits in the north. See, it is terrible. I don't know where we are heading to this Nigeria. No matter the peace meeting they are going to hold, unless they come back to round table before things will be done. If not, it will not happen. No.
Usemeke, thanks for calling. Also, up NEPA! I love that alarm. The person who invented that alarm deserves a Nobel Prize because that person has been saving lives, you know, since that alarm was invented. Ebi Ambo says, bombings in Maiduguri today is evidence that Buhari is fantastically solving Nigeria's insecurity problem. Alapme says, if that place is known as Shangisha before, who then named it Magodo? Look, Sandra, it is Lagos State Government that entered Gbege because all those tenants they issued of O must be compensated. And I will appeal to those landlords to consider these people who had no knowledge of that trouble on that land before they bought and built their houses there. I will beg on their behalf, especially those who had nothing to rely on except the houses that they've built. Let them pay token to the landlords and issue another receipt. Maiduguri on my mind. God, please come and heal our land. I sympathize with beloved Governor Zulum. As for NFF and Mourinho, if our people will be sincere, Nigeria can afford his job and pay him more than what Chelsea, Real Madrid and other clubs paid him. But issue of insincerity, God help us. All right, Alakbe, thank you very much for your message. Paul also says, to me, the Lagos State Government must respect the judgment of the Supreme Court and relate that with the original land owners by buying out the land from them. That's what they should have done in the first place. Concerning the peace convention, why do we keep going round in a simple problem? What happened to the 2014 Confab recommendations? How are we sure that the peace talk will work? Let the Confab recommendations be implemented. Paul Ngosu with that message there. We've got Samuel Bolanle who says, Sandra, please respond. Okay. Samuel says, NFF and Mourinho is a case of ant carrying what is bigger than it. Samuel Bolanle, thank you very much for your message. We'll take more messages off of Facebook. Remember, our WhatsApp is down right now, so go and send us your thoughts via Facebook. Let's take a final call. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Yeah, Dikin Ike Njere from Iratan, Janiki.
Welcome, Dikin Ike.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Sandra.
Yes.
Okay, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, you see, in this country, we are deceiving ourselves.
Okay.
We are deceiving ourselves in this country. You know, Igbo people, they said, Alojo Wurundenze. You know, when things are going wrong and the people refuse to, those people who you expect to speak refuse to do something, that means that those people are benefiting from what is going wrong in the land. You know?
Okay.
And so that is the way this country is. we are all deceiving ourselves. Any day they get up and say they want to stop this insurgents, you know, this killing, they will do that. They are playing politics with it. So they stopped, you know, deceiving themselves. Then NFF is that we have, you know, politicians who are running our football in this country. And until we put it in the hand of professionals, you know, we will keep, you know, playing, you know, pranks to ourselves. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. James Taiwo says, we lack quality. We can train and build our coaches that can lead us to AFCON, even World Cup. Sahid Abiola says, Mourinho isn't the person MFF wants to appoint, but one of his ex-assistants that Mourinho recommended. Abiodun Falaye says, we need peace, even if it's expensive. Richard Olarinwacho says, about Mourinho is a lie. I hope these... Oh, okay. No, let's not. I'm not going to read that on air. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Let's take a break. When we come back, League of Extraordinary Nigerians will take the air. I'm S. Ezekwesili on social media. Don't go away.
Talk, news, and sports after this.